Welcome back to The Chosen People, and we are picking up now in the continuation of our conversation about Mitch Glazer's new book, Jewish Missions in the Shadow of the Holocaust.
Watch my testimony on I Found Shalom. Look up Mitch Glazer with an S, and you can see the rest of my testimony. But I became a believer. And my four or five other Jewish friends became believers. And then their friends became believers. And before you knew it, there was a whole Jewish wing to the Jesus movement. Hmm. And lots of Jewish people were coming to faith. And lots of Israelis who were at that time traveling all over the globe, they came to the Lord. And in many ways, believing in Jesus awoke my Jewishness. And then the same thing happened to these other guys and gals from Israel. Many of them returned to Israel, got married, started congregations in Israel because there were very few of them, and they became many of the leaders of the modern Messianic movement in Israel. Mm. And so you can see how the Messianic movement grew and grew and grew. It was destroyed in some ways, and I share this in my book, in some ways, communism was the nail in the coffin because the Holocaust was almost wiped out the movement. And then, of course, as the former Soviet Union took charge of this vast amount of territory where there were still millions of Jewish people left,
Surely some Jewish believers among them.
Some Jewish believers, absolutely.
Yeah.
But they didn't have access to the gospel easily.
Mm.
And then, of course, you saw the next movement that happened, which was among Russian Jews, actually. Why? Because the Soviet Union fell, and these Jewish people, many of them moved to the U.S., many of them heard the gospel and got saved, many of them went to Israel. And so today, some people say, and it may or may not be true, but I think it could be true, that 60% of the thousands of Jewish believers in Israel speak Russian as their first language. Mm. What I want to share with you, brothers and sisters, is that you cannot stop the gospel. You cannot blockade the gospel. The gospel is powerful, and God is going to move where and when and how he wants. And when you see it happening, jump on it, because they don't last long, these movements. But jump on it and get busy, and don't worry about a strategy. Just witness. Just love people. Teach them the Bible. Because that was the real need during both of these movements, because there were not enough people who were mature enough to disciple all the people that got saved. Mm. And so that's how you know when you're in an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So the Messianic movement died, the Messianic movement resurrected, and the Messianic movement began speaking Hebrew and Russian and English and so on. And so it's wonderful when you think about this. Now, just because I know we're running out of time and I probably don't have many more sessions, so you're just going to have to get the book. And so I want to tell you a quick story about one of my first trips to Germany. I got to tell you, as we were flying in and I heard German mm-hmm. on the loudspeakers in the plane and then in the airport, my palms began to sweat. Remember, I was born 7 years after the Holocaust mm-hmm. and I didn't intentionally think about all modern-day Germans as Nazis. It's just, it brought back these horrific memories of the Holocaust and the disaster that it was. So I met a lot of really loving German Christians, and Chosen People was beginning a really great work in Germany that continues to this day. And I was speaking at a Baptist church, German Baptist church, and an old man came up to me, and at that time, I was younger, and he came up to me and he said, "Brother Glazer," his English was pretty good, and he was weeping, said, I want to apologize. I said, what did you do? Says, "It's not me, it was my father. I know my father, who's dead, would want me to apologize." I said, what did your father do? He said, "My father was Plymouth Brethren, and Plymouth Brethren, traditionally not a big movement as we understand, but Plymouth Brethren love Israel and the Jewish people and see the scriptures in that way." And his dad was a Plymouth Brethren elder and said, "My dad loved the Jewish people and believed in Israel he would have loved to have lived to this day to see Israel, the Jewish people, return to the land of Israel. But he died in his early 40s. I said, I'm so sorry to hear that. And I said, how many years ago was that? He said, well, it was in the early 40s. I said, so this must be Holocaust related. He said, it is. And he said, my father, we live near Dachau. Mm-hmm. And my father was a Plymouth Brethren elder, a businessman in Germany. One day the Nazis came in at rifle point. They told him that he would have to start burying the bodies of Jewish people that were dying in the camps. And my father began burying those bodies day in and day out for months and months and months. And finally, he just couldn't take it anymore. And one day, my father died. And the old man said, I believe he died of a broken heart. Mm-hmm. Because he loved the Jewish people, he believed God's word, and he couldn't actually fathom that he was the one that was burying Jewish people like that. He just was a mess, and just, it was a horrible time. And he said, I was a young child at the time. And I said, what would your dad want? He said, my dad would want forgiveness. I said, well, you know, only God can forgive. He says, I know that, but as a Jewish person who loves Jesus, would you forgive me too? I'm asking you to forgive me because I inherited this legacy and I can't get set free from it. I need forgiveness. And I forget exactly how I worded it, but in Dietrich Bonhoeffer's book, Life Together, he talks about us being one another's priests, that sometimes we're too weak to forgive, sometimes we're too weak to take an action, and sometimes we need to do it on behalf of others. And so it's not representational repentance. It was something different. And I looked at him and I said, well, you know that I know you didn't do it and your father didn't want to do it, but I'm sure that the Lord forgives them. And if the Lord forgives them, you and your dad, I forgive you too. And he just wept and wept. And I think I'm going to weep. And that was very moving for me to see that even during these darkest times, there were Christians, maybe like you, who loved the Lord and loved the Jewish people so much that they really were horrified by what was happening. My dear brother and sister, we can't allow God's chosen people to be persecuted today. We've got to put a stop to anti-Semitism. Online, in person, we need to work with our representatives and our government officials. We need to take a stand against anti-Semitism because anti-Semitism is from the pit of hell. It's wrong. It's Satan's plot against the Jewish people. And so I pray that you'll read the book and that you'll find out more about what happened during the Holocaust, because it'll give you hope. It'll help you see how even one person can make a huge difference.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in with us today. And we're very grateful that you're checking us out and that you're listening. And we would love to hear from you as well. So if you can, check us out online at chosenpeople.com/radio and fill out your information. You can send us an email. You can send us a message. If you would like to email us, the email address is radio@chosenpeople.com. You can also leave us a voicemail message. Just call this number, 914-288-1466. That's 914-288-1466. And you can leave us a voicemail message with a question or a compliment. Now, also, if you reach out to us, whether you send us an email or visit the website at chosenpeople.com/radio, we want to give you a copy of one of the chapters from Mitch's book, Jewish Missions in the Shadow of the Holocaust. And we want to give that to you for free. So again, just check us out, chosenpeople.com/radio. Send us an email, radio@chosenpeople.com, or give us a call and leave us a message, 914-288-1466. So thank you so much again. God bless you. And now we're going to close things out with the Aaronic benediction.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmarecha. Ya'er panav elecha v'chunecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. V'yasem lecha shalom.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and be gracious to you. May the face of the Lord shine upon you and give you peace. B'shem Shel Yeshua HaMashiach, Sar Shalom, in the name of Jesus the Messiah, the Prince of Peace.